Hi, I'm Jim Sullivan, Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations at Castello di Amorosa, and I invite you to come out and experience Castello di Amorosa in medieval style. Please give us a call at 707-967-6274 or visit our website at www.castellodiamorosa.com and check out the events page for all the exciting events that we have throughout the year.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain. Welcome to Wine and Dine. Oh, I have some really fun activity to share with you this week on Wine and Dine. Events that are going on at Castello di Amoroso in Calistoga, California. You can purchase online as well as get tickets. One thing that really caught my attention, because I haven't seen anybody do this in the United States, or at least in wine country, and that is the winery is hosting a midsummer medieval festival June 21st. Castello di Amoroso in Napa Valley. And joining us today on Wine and Dine is Jim Sullivan, who's vice president of the winery and in charge of public relations and marketing. And Jim, thank you so very much for your time today.
Thank you, Lance. Great to be on the radio with you.
There's a lot of tasty, tasty wines that are being offered at the winery. And why don't you tell us a little bit of background about the wine?
We're actually in Calistoga, or 2 miles south of the city of Calistoga. And the winery itself is in a 13th century, authentically built Tuscan castle and winery. So it's formed in that regard. If you look at our website at CastelloDiAmoroso.com, you can see some amazing pictures of it. But yes, we do make some wines here. We're making about 26 different varietals. We have some very nice white wines. We have a great lineup of reds and then some sweet wines that are very, very popular as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I bet. And it makes sense that you would have sweet wines as well, kind of to go along with that Tuscan sort of feeling to it. Have you been doing this medieval festival for a number of years?
We have. We opened to the public in 2007, and we started right away with a grand medieval fest with a banquet-style dinner in the courtyard of the castle, which is the interior portion of the castle. It's also home to Festival del Soleil, which we'll talk about in a little bit, I understand. But yes, we have a grand feast. We have a jousting tournament up at the lake where we'll have a full contact jousting tournament, and it's a wine club member event. And everybody dresses up in medieval garb, and we just have a great time. It's fantastic.
I would imagine that every year people kind of try and outdo each other and what they did the year before, so there's almost a competition going on between winery club members?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that, but everybody looks just fantastic, and the costumes and the outfits that people wear is off the chart, really.
I love archery, and archery and sword fighting lessons are being provided as part of this?
That's part of it. You would think, yes, but that is part of it. Yeah, we do have archery lessons, sword fighting. We have a trebuchet. We have a group that comes out that has a trebuchet, and they actually launch items into the lake just like they would have done in old medieval times.
Holy crumb! Oh, my gosh. And now, oh, my gosh. Now, on the social media, if people want to learn about this, it's hashtag MSMF14. Is that correct?
14, yes.
Okay. And the website is CastelloDiAmoroso.com. And, of course, we'll have links up.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a party, back to what your question earlier. This is a party that Dario Satui, the owner, designed years ago and wanted to have grand medieval festival that happened during around the time of summer solstice, and in this case this was a medieval themed party where people could dress up to the T like they did in the 13th century and come back and just kind of live life like it would have been done back in the old day. The dinner is in the courtyard where you eat with your hands.
Oh, whoa!
And just like you would have done. And like I said, the jousting tournament. And then there's wines, and there's some great food. It's really very much a feast, if you will.
Oh, my gosh!
A feast for the senses.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Now, this Festival del Sol with music, talk to us about that's going to be on Friday, July 11th.
Festival del Soleil is in July, yes, and that is a world-class music festival. We'll have opening night here at the Castello, and it will feature Joshua Bell playing a 17th century Stradivarius violin.
Just spectacular.
And if you can imagine the acoustics in a stone-walled courtyard and a stage with Joshua Bell playing a violin with no amplification, the sound is just crisp and amazing. And it's at a time of the year where, in the evening, where it is super quiet. The only thing you can hear is Joshua Bell, and the setting is up against the Mayacamas Mountains, so the forest is the background, and he's on stage, and along with some swallows that that fly around. This just makes it a beautiful setting.
Oh, this is like goosebumps just listening to you describe this, and I have the spring-summer newsletter in hand, so I'm looking at a picture, must have been last year, of the setting, and it's going to take people back like they're in a medieval movie.
Goosebumps is an appropriate term. I had goosebumps the first time I saw Joshua Bell here, I believe it's in 2009, and it's really amazing, really amazing.
On Wednesday, July 16th, there's going to be a chamber music performance.
Yes, that is also another scheduled event that's just quite remarkable in its own right. The Zuckerman Chamber Players will be here, and anytime you get that much musical power on a stage like that, it is just an amazing experience.
Does anybody film this? Do you ever put it up on the website like last year's performances, or is it, if you're not there, you miss out totally?
I think if you check the Festival del Soleil website, it's Festival del Soleil, SOLE.org. I think if you check their website, there is a gallery there with images and video.
Okay. Now, there is also at the winery, and I didn't give you a heads up on this, but I'm fascinated by this picture of Francis Ford and Eleanor Coppola. You have a New Year's Eve masquerade ball there every year?
Yes, we do. Every year we have a masquerade ball. And we have a grand dinner down in the Grand Ballroom. It's 14,000 square feet, and it's beautifully set, Roman cross-vaulted architecture. The brick was all imported from Europe, most of it from the Habsburg dynasty. About 175 shipping containers came over from Europe to help build the castle. And this Grand Ballroom is all made of this ancient brick. The entire 100% of it's this ancient brick. So the setting of that is just spectacular for dinner. And then we go back upstairs to the Great Hall, and there we have a virtual tour on our website so you can see all of these spaces. The Great Hall is an Italian fresco painted hall, and we have dancing and music up there. So it's we ring in the new year in style with an elegant balloon drop as well. So
oh.
It's pretty wild, yeah.
I don't know if you can give me a short answer, but last question. Why was this so important to have this kind of a structure and a theme for Dario Satui for Castello di Amoroso?
Well, we want to have our members have a spectacular time when they're here, and then we also want to provide events for them to come back and celebrate at the castle in a variety of different kinds of settings and different styles of parties.
Are there winery club members that come from all over the world, Jim?
You know, people, yes. People will make their travel arrangements and their vacations around some of the parties that we have.
I'm sure.
Midsummer is a very popular one. There's one called Hot Havana Nights, which is also very popular. We get some people come in from the south, as well as the party that we have every year, which is a Valentine's Day.
Oh, whoa. Jim Sullivan, this has been so great touching base with you. Castello di Amoroso in Napa Valley. We thank you so very much for your time this week on Wine and Dine.
Thank you, Lynn.
Oh, medieval party sounds like a blast and a half. We will have links up if you'd like to attend that. You're listening to Wine and Dine. You're listening to iWine Radio.